Blog Talk Radio.
And now on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Wine Talk with Stu the Wine Guru.
Welcome to Wine Talk for today, Sunday, October 17th, 2010. It's 2 p.m. Eastern, and I'm your host, Stu, the Wine Guru, coming to you live from beautiful Coral Springs, Florida, as I always do. As you know, I think you call us anytime during the show at 1-646-381-4860 or email me your questions at info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also go into my chat room here on the show page and chat with other wine enthusiasts or tweet me any questions you like at StuTheWineGuru on Twitter and add hashtag or pound sign STWG to the end of your question, and I'll read them live on the show. I want to say thanks to all the listeners out there for getting the word out about my show worldwide. Welcome to everyone listening. I call that the power of the people meets the power of the internet. Now, if you'd like to know more about me, just Google Stu the Wine Guru. You can find the websites, videos, articles, and shows I'm currently a part of. Speaking of articles and reviews, I'm writing wine articles and reviews for Yahoo and The Examiner, so look for those as well. I made a Wine 101 video series that can be viewed on YouTube, my website, and just about everywhere else on the ether. It's been translated into multiple languages, so you'll have fun listening to it in Spanish if you don't speak Spanish. Today, I want to do a mini show, basically, and what that is I was at the Miami International Wine Fair, the 9th annual, actually. It was held at the Miami Beach Convention Center Friday, Saturday, and today actually they're just doing like a cook-off. They've done all the everything at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Now it's going to be at different locations. And I had a blast being a media sponsor, and what that meant was I was the press. I could walk around. I did interviews with a variety of different winemakers, distributors, wholesalers, vineyards, just about everybody. And I'm going to just discuss a couple of them today on the show. Again, this is going to be a mini show. It's not going to be a full hour. So anything you have to ask me, by all means, just email me, tweet me, or as a Space Poet has done and gotten into our chat room, you can ask me questions from there. So anyway, you can get in touch with me either way you like. Of course, the number to call in, 1-646-381-4860. If you're shy and prefer the computer, email me your questions at info@stuthewineguru.com. Of course, if you're on Twitter, tweet them to me at StuTheWineGuru and add hashtag or #STWG at the end of your question, and I will read it live on the show. As always, as I mentioned before, I open the chat room for listeners to go into and chat. Voice your opinions. You can also ask questions of me directly, and I'll check into the chat room periodically during the show and get answers for you.
You're listening to Stu the Wine Guru on blogtalkradio.com. I think you already knew that already, right? Yeah. Cheers!
First up, I want to thank the listeners who are following me on Twitter. I am really enjoying the immediacy and the ability to talk with you directly. I like giving the updates in real time. I like my guests that I have on. They do the same thing to promote the show. So thanks to Twitter and, of course, thanks to social media. Some show notes, as I mentioned, some upcoming guests that are going to be on. If you want, you can go directly to my website, www.stewthewineguru.com, and you can see all the roster, the full roster of guests that I'm having, that I've had in the past. Of course, you can click on their picture and listen to that show. It's archived. Or you can scroll a little bit further down, and you'll see as of October 20th, which is my next show, I'll have on Bruce Cakebread of Cakebread Cellars. That's phenomenal wine out of Napa Valley, well-known vintner and winemaker. And so I'm going to just give you a couple of them going through, because I'm actually booked as far as winemakers and guests all the way through March of 2011, so I won't go through every single one of them, but I'll give you at least for the next month or so. So as I mentioned, October 20th is Bruce Cakebread of Cakebread Cellars, followed by October 27th, Richard Ward of Saintsbury Wines, followed by the 28th, which is a Thursday, I have my Top Chefs of the Nation series. I'm going to be doing it with Chef Ezio Gamba of the Ritz-Carlton's Cioppino in Key Biscayne, Florida. Next up on November 3rd is Doug Fletcher of Chimney Rock. On the 10th of November, the following week, is Todd Graff of Frank Family Vineyards, followed by the 11th, also part of my Top Chefs of the Nation, also from Cioppino's, Ritz-Carlton's restaurant in Key Biscayne. I'll have on the head sommelier, which is Jorge Mendoza. On the 15th, actually on the 17th, excuse me, I'll have Kirk Venge of Tudol Estates in the Napa Valley. On the 18th, again, Thursday, I'll have Christina Mariani of Bonfi Vintners. On November 24th, Michael Honig of Honig Wine. And I'll take you all the way to December 1st, Anthony Walkenhorst of Kim Crawford in beautiful New Zealand. So that gives you just a clue as to some of the great winemakers from around the world that are going to be on the show, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. Okay, let's see. For all of you in South Florida who got a chance, on October 14th, that Thursday, this past Thursday, I was on the NBC show South Florida Today in the 11 a.m. hour, and I was on to discuss, of course, the radio show and the Miami International Wine Fair. I also did a demonstration to Roxanne Vargas, who is the talent there, and I use that word very seriously. She's extremely talented. I had her and I were discussing how to sip wine correctly, and I did a demonstration. It was just a lot of fun. They were great people there. They treated me extremely well, and I want to first do a shout-out to Roxanne, the crew there, and Juan Suarez. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Hopefully I'll get back there to do another demonstration again, another segment. And as I mentioned, since I was a media sponsor for the Miami International Wine Fair, it gave me the ability this weekend to walk around freely. It was really, really nice and interview everybody, a good portion of the of some of the great winemakers from Italy, France, South America, Spain. There was one from South Africa, basically all over. So it was really, really incredible to see who's come out and what kind of wines they had. And the wines, I have to tell you, on average, were fantastic. Sometimes you find some winemakers, everybody has their abilities and skills, and some make wine extremely well, and others maybe not so well. But I have to say, everybody that I tasted, and hopefully they're listening in this, it was fantastic. Anyway, let's see. Again, if you have questions, I have answers. So Call me at 1-646-381-4860 or email me at info@stewthewineguru.com. Again, you can get into the chat room and voice your opinion. Of course, you can get on Twitter and tweet me some questions for the winemakers. You can tell that I'm so used to having my guests on that I'm already talking as if I have my winemakers on. No, you can tweet me questions about the about wine, of course, about the Miami International Wine Fair, which is what I'm going to be talking about, and tell you about some of the good wines that I had a chance to try. And just about anything else you want to talk about that has to do with wine, I'm good to go on that. I'd like to hear about it. So anyway, let's see. So what I did was I went there on Friday, and I had interviews set up with some specific winemakers. One was from AMG Organic Imports. Here, they are actually located here in Palm Bay, Florida, in Miami, Florida, but their wines are from Argentina. I met up with Alejandra and Marco Ferreira, and again, as I said, they're local. They've been doing it for a couple of years, and some of the wines they had that were really, really good, which I had a chance to try, were the of which I actually have to preface this. When I went on to do my segment on NBC6, I had brought one of their winemakers, Caina, from Argentina. They have a 100% organic Malbec. And when I say 100% organic, I mean it meets all the requirements, certified 100% organic. It was really phenomenal, really good wine. It's about $14 retail, and they're available here in Miami, and they're looking to get them distributed into other cities, countries, and states. They're also, I believe, in Arizona. So what I tried was the, as I mentioned, the Caina 100% organic Malbec. But they also have from other winemakers. There's Viña Lomas de Cauquenes. There's also, and they have Cabernet Rosé. They have and Cabernet Carmenere, a Malbec Syrah, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chardonnay, a Pinot Noir, all of which I had a chance to try, they were all outstanding. They also have what they call their Clásico, which is their Sauvignon Blanc, their Cabernet. And then there was also from a winemaker called Finca Las Yeguas, and the brand is Gozo. And they have a Malbec Rosé, a Chardonnay, a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Torrontes, and a Malbec. Caina, as I mentioned before, has Malbec, Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, Carignan, and Muscatel. It's called Muscatel d'Alejandria. They do a Merlot and a Cabernet and a Malbec, also in different price points, just so you know. So they all go into different price points from, let's say, the $9.99 to about $17 retail. And in the organic, as I mentioned, they have that Malbec that's phenomenal, really, really good. And the thing that I find about Malbec, or I should say about organic, is a lot of people associate the idea of the taste being lost and that you don't get as good a taste when you drink something that's 100% organic. But I have to say, this was outstanding. So from Argentina, AMG Organic Imports, they're local here in Miami. The wines are from Argentina. They have a great selection. You can go to www.amgorganicimports.com and check out all the wines that I had mentioned. And again, I only mentioned a few of them. I didn't really go into full detail, but I wanted you to just get an idea as to what they're about and what they have. And that's AMG Organic Imports. Okay, moving on. I then went over and talked with some other companies. The next one that I talked to was from the Loire Valley. The company is called Loire Links. They are, and their website is obviously loirelinks.com, LOIRELINKS.com. The gentleman I spoke with was Pascal Lecache, and they have many wine producers within the Loire Valley. There's something like maybe 20 that they deal with. They all range in the types of varietals and appellations, and a lot of them are from appellations that are, you know, not readily available in the States, that you don't find, and not because they're you know, not because they're not represented. It's just that they don't seem to be as popular as the ones you would normally find. So you'll have a variety of different ones, both white and red and rosé. I'm going to let you go to www.loirelinks.com. Check out the selection that they have there. The wines I've tasted were outstanding. I think there should be more from the Loire Valley, more appellations and more more varietals, I should say, that that are offered. Then, of course, a Sancerre that most people know about. But check it out, and let me know next time when you get a chance, because I think you'll find them to be outstanding wines. In addition to that, I went to from Italy. Wines represented from Italy. The company is called Enoteca Nederland, and they represent many of the different regions, the wine-producing regions of Italy. And the gentleman I spoke to there was Maximilian, and hopefully I'll pronounce his last name correctly. It was Schweisberth. He was a sales manager for Enoteca Nederland. And the website is, of course, www.enoteca.nl. So go there and check that out. Fantastic wines, Barolo. They had, Barolo, San Gottino. Some of the ones, as I mentioned, were not wine varietals and that are readily found here in the States. And that's the thing. That's the beauty when you go to a wine fair like this, is that you do find hard-to-find wine varietals and get a chance to try them. And the beauty of that is that now you can kind of expand your palate. Ones that you have never, unless you've gone to Italy, you would not have had a chance to try. So I highly recommend and I highly suggest that this is what you do, is go to this website, www.enoteca.nl. You can also, you'll be able to find, I believe, Max's contact information there. And just educate yourself about the wines. You know, you can learn all about the different varietals from the different appellations in doing so. So that was Enoteca Nederland, another excellent wine producer from the variety of different regions, Piedmont, Umbria, Tuscany, they're all there. The next one I had got a chance to go to was from Catalano, Catalan, Spain. And the person I spoke to there, the company was Catalan Wines USA. And there, the woman I spoke to was Conchita Munoz, and she was a great representative. And she took me through this variety of different incredible wines. Of course, Prairat, that's one. There's Tempranillo, is another type of Spanish varietal that's there that's phenomenal. And they had about between 10 and 20 different varietals and from different parts of Spain that you can find there. What I would suggest doing, of course, is go to www.catalanwines.com or www.copca.com, COPCA, which stands for Consortium for Commercial promotion of Catalonia. And check it out, because, again, you're going to find a lot of winemakers from different parts of Spain and different parts of that region of Catalonia that you've never heard of before, and it's intriguing. It's really intriguing, and there's a lot of good stuff to learn from that. So that would be Catalan Wines USA, Conchita Munoz, the website www.copcacopca.com, and you'll find everything that you need to find out about them there. In addition to that, I had the great pleasure, and I have to tell you, this was really phenomenal, because a lot of people you'll find talk about the concept of putting wine in different packaging. So you've heard of, bag-in-box wine. You know, it's all over the place. It's been around for a long time. However, there's been a new technology that's been created, and a company called Baroque's Wine in a Can, I think Salzburg is the name of the company that does the advertising for them and the promotion for them, they put together a phenomenal, I'm going to say phenomenal tasting wine. I was really impressed by it. The name is Baroque's Wine, Barokes Wines, and they have five different varietals. They have Cabernet Shiraz Merlot blend. They have a Chardonnay Semillon. They have a bubbly Chardonnay Semillon. They have a bubbly Rosé. And they're going to be doing, hopefully, the Cabernet Shiraz Merlot bubbly, which I tried, which was absolutely outstanding. They do have a special liner on the inside of the can. The cans come in, I believe, 187 milliliter, which is the normal size for the minis of wine that you find in the stores and your retailers. They have not made it to the States yet. They're going to be there in 50 countries. They're all over the place. They're originally out of Australia, very big there. And they are the company that that works with them is Global Access Advisors. The gentleman that I spoke to at that's also the general manager for, I believe, sales for this is Mark Davidoff. His company is Harbor Experience. You can go to harborexperience.com, and or you can go to Salzburg Group, Salzberggroup.com, and find the Baroque's in a Can, or excuse me, Baroque's Wine, which is wine in a can. They were by far, here's the thing. You look at, we're so conditioned in the U.S. in general as beer drinkers that if you drink beer in a can, it's got that tinny kind of aluminum taste to it, and beer in a bottle is so much better. Well, the first time ever trying wine in a can, the thought was your mind wants to say, okay, I'm waiting for that, and your taste buds are being prepared for that tinny aluminum kind of taste to the wine. I don't know how they did it. I think the technology is amazing that they were capable, but it's fantastic. And the good thing about it is, if you think about it, when you're drinking wine, you want just to drink, let's say, a serving. You can open up a can of this wine. It tastes great. I'm not quite sure of the price points yet. I believe that they said somewhere around $3.99 is going to be for the 187 milliliter. But the wine quality is, it over-delivers. It's far beyond anything that you can possibly imagine. It tastes like you're drinking a really good wine out of a bottle. And I see this as something that's really going to take off. So I'm hoping to have them on the show. I think I'm going to have them on the show, as soon as I can get them on here, before they launch here in the States. So you heard it here first, guys. Baroque's Wine, wine in a can. One last thing to tell you, which is a staggering stat. This thing amazed me, this concept, is that this can and the wine in it can be sustained, unopened, of course, for up to 5 years. That's right. I said five. 5 years. I mean, think about that. You know, you've got, you know, some bottles of wine that, you know, don't age. You can't age them. You can't, you know, in a bottle that, you know, they last a certain amount of time, and, you know, you have to just drink them. You really have to drink them. Then, of course, think about it. You open up a bottle of wine. It's a good bottle of wine. You got to finish that because you can't put it back after, you know, you put it back for a couple of days and it's gone. So the beauty behind this is that here you have a single serving that if you keep it, you buy it, and you keep some cans, six pack, whatever it is, four pack on hand, you've got it, you know, it's sustainable for 5 years and it's going to taste exactly the same as when you opened it up 5 years prior. Amazing stuff. Great stuff on the market. I have to tell you, going to this Miami International Wine Fair was a fantastic thing. Very enjoyable. Okay, so as I mentioned, go to either www.wineinacan.com. You can go to www.salzberggroup.com, SalzbergGroup.com, or you can go to Harbor Experience, HarborExperience.com. Either one of those and find out about Baroque's Wine in a Can. Okay. Next up, I had a chance to go to another winemaker out of South Africa. And you've known that I've had on the great Tim Pearson of Seven Springs in South Africa, in Hermanus. Well, this is another company that their name is Bilton, B-I-L-T-O-N, Bilton Wines, and I'm hoping to have them on the show as well because I think that their wines were outstanding. The gentleman's name is Mark Bilton. He's the owner. And you can go to Bilton Wines, B-I-L-T-O-N, wines.com. Check out all the varietals that they have. They have a phenomenal blend called Matte Black. He named it after his son, and I believe his mother's maiden name was Blaylock, as he explained it to me. So it became Matte Black. And it's got six different varietals in it. And forgive me for not remembering every single one, but Cab, Syrah, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and I believe Pinotage, and there's one more I'm missing. I know it. Well, anyway. Matte Black was a phenomenal blend, unbelievably good. And then they have Sir Percy, which is another one, named after, I believe, his father. This is Mark Bilton's father, the owner. Also outstanding wine. And there's a few others that I got a chance to try, but what I'd ask you to do is definitely go to the site, www.biltonwines.com. That's biltonwines.com. Check out all the wines there. They are also looking to have more representation or some representation here in the States. And anyone that gets a hold of this wine and gets a chance to distribute it, they're going to really love it. Outstanding stuff. Again, I'm looking to have them on the show very, very soon. So everyone listening out there, that is who you want to go and get for some great South African wines. They are in the Stellenbosch area of South Africa. And I joke really because that's really like Cabernet country. It's phenomenal Cabernets out of South Africa from there. And so go look for them. Go online, check that out, taste their wine. You know, look to see if you can get their wines locally wherever you are. Let's see who else. Just checking the old folder here. There was of course, there was Drink Ribera wines. Those are all the wines of that particular region, Spain, and the region of Spain. Ribera Duero, phenomenal, great wines out of there. And you can go locally and find them. I mean, there's so many wines that you've probably seen in your local store. So anybody locally that you want to drink wines of Ribera Duero, Spain, you can find easily. And there's just so many being produced. Like Condado de Haza, that's a great wine. You can find that just about anywhere. And that's, again, Miguel Torres. There's the, let's see, just trying to pick out ones that I know right off the bat that you recognize name-wise. But, yeah, you know what, just go into your local store. You'll be able to find the great wines of Ribera Duero, Spain, and check them out. There's a lot of good ones to see and to taste. In addition to that, let's see, for the distributors and the winemakers out there, I did go and check out a company called eBeaver.com, I believe. eBeaver and Company. And they're a packaging company for the beverage industry. They've got some great ideas for packaging, for, you know, shipping wine, the shippers that you use. A lot of people have, problems finding something that's really good, that's sturdy and light enough, so this way you don't, you know, add to the weight when you're shipping. I spoke with Mike there. There's also Zeppi Majarian. He's the VP of marketing. You can go to, if you're interested as a wine producer, you can go to www.ebeaver.com, EBEAVER.com, and check out what they've got. They've got some great, they're made out of like PVC plastic, so they're really light, and you can put your wines in there as you would normally with the cardboard structures that you use. So anyway, I highly recommend going checking them out. You'll find a lot to see and great ideas for shipping your wine. All right, we'll be right back.
In a world where there are many wine experts and know-it-alls, there's only one Stu the Wine Guru, and he'll be right back.
So if you have any questions, you can call me at 1-646-381-4860. Of course, you can email me any questions at info@stuthewineguru.com, or get on Twitter, go Stu the Wine Guru, and tweet some questions to me. You can add hashtag or #STWG at the end. I'll read them live on the show. You can also go into my chat room and chat with other wine enthusiasts, ask questions of me, anything you like about the Miami International Wine Fair that I was just at, or you can also ask me questions about wine, anything else that you want. So I welcome that.
Thank you.
We're back. As I mentioned earlier, having a chance to go around to the different winemakers all around at the 9th Annual Miami International Wine Fair, I met a lot of great people. I want to say thank you, of course, to the Miami International Wine Fair, Jennifer Masolo, the executive director, and David Bernard, the president and founder, for having me as a wine sponsor, or I'm actually a media sponsor, and that giving me the ability to go around and talk with everybody. Just to let you know, between 3 and 6 today is the Sunday Ceviche Throwdown at Sugar Cane. You can go there, and there's a lot of top chefs that are in a competition to see who can actually produce the best or make the best ceviche. So you definitely want to get out there and check that out, because that's a lot of fun. And anybody out there that enjoys ceviche, which I definitely do, you definitely want to get out there and see what's going on and taste it. It's a great event. It's kind of like the after part of the show. So now they've had the show. Now they're doing the kind of like the Sunday cook-off, if you will. Sugarcane Raw Bar and Grill is 3250 Northeast 1st Avenue, Miami. Phone number is 786-369-0353. You can go to the website and check it out at www.sugarcanerawbargrill.com. So all those words. But put that in. Check it out. Certainly check out the website. And if you're local, or if you're in town for the Miami International Wine Fair and you're still around and you want something really cool to check out, go down to Miami. Go to Northeast 1st Avenue. Go to Sugar Cane. And it's starting in about 20 minutes for the next 3 hours, and it should prove to be pretty interesting with all the different chefs that are going to be there attempting to, you know, out-cook themselves or out-ceviche themselves, if you will, and see who has the best ceviche, in your opinion. Again, if you have any questions, I've got answers. Call me at 1-646-381-4860. Of course, you can email me at info@stewthewineguru.com. Or you want to get on to Twitter and tweet me your question at @StewTheWineGuru. Just tweet it to that. Add hashtag or # STWG, and I'll be happy to read it live right here, right now on the radio and get answers for you about that. So get into the chat room if you like as well. And chat with other wine enthusiasts, or ask me questions from the chat room, anything about wine, anything about the Miami International Wine Fair, whatever you'd like. I'll be happy to answer it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Stew the Wine Guru on blogtalkradio.com. I think you already knew that already, right? Yeah. Cheers.
As I said before, number to call, 1-646-381-4860, or email me at info@stewthewineguru.com, or get on Twitter, tweet the question to me, at Stu the Wine Guru and hashtag a pound sign and to the end of the question, and I will read it here live on the show. All righty. So I just wanted to, again, just give some quick updates as to upcoming shows. As I mentioned before, some great winemakers are going to be on, some great chefs that are going to be on, and I wanted everybody to know who those winemakers and chefs are going to be. So I'm just going to give you a quick little rundown as to who they are. I gave you up until, I believe, December, so let's go a little further out and let you know some really cool people that are going to be on between December 8th and March 9th. So December 8th, I'm going to have John Clues of Clos de Val, phenomenal Napa Valley winemaker. And December 9th, which is Thursday, I am starting a new series. It's called Music Meets Wine. Now, as you all know, if you followed me, I originally came from the music business. I worked in here in Miami for many, many, many years, also in New York as well, where I'm originally from. Worked for Warner Brothers in the music business. And I've traveled to the U.S., and I've met a lot of musicians in my time. I've been lucky enough to do that. And one of them, Roger Earl of the famed rock band Foghat, has his own wine line called Foghat Cellars. He started a couple of years back with Steve Rasmussen, who's been in a winemaker in the wine industry for many years, 25 years or so. And they've come together to make some really phenomenal wine, which I've gotten a chance to try. I'm going to let you know that he's going to come on December 9th, Thursday, and we're going to talk music, of course. Some of the famous songs are Slow Ride, and I Just Want to Make Love to You. There's just a couple of ones that I'm just off the top of my head that everyone knows from back in the early 70s. They've actually been rocking out for about 40 years, literally. It's unbelievable. Originally, they're all from England. So following up on the next week, which would be the 15th, I'm going to have on Brian Parker of Terlato Wines. Terlato actually is the main company for a consortium of winemakers from all around the world, Italian winemakers, Australian, U.S., and so forth. So he's going to come on. He's one of the winemakers for Terlato. On the 16th, which is a Thursday, of course, back to my top chefs of the nation, I'm going to have on Chef John Ashton. He's a top chef that's been all over the television. You've seen him on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Today Show with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira. He's also the contributing food editor for Relish Magazine. I mean, he's all over the place and a really great guy from England. A nice Liverpoolian accent, just like the Beatles, and it'll be fun to talk with him. So he'll be on December 16th. The following week, December 22nd, I'm having on Steve Devitt of Dariush Wines. I have to say probably some of the best wines made out of Napa Valley. He's going to be coming on to talk about those. On December 29th, the following week, Francesco Ricasoli of Barone Ricasoli Wines in Italy. Those wines are just ridiculously smooth, phenomenally good, and I cannot wait to talk with him from Italy directly. Well, that'll bring us to the new year in 2011. I'm going to start with Kimberly Nichols of Markham Vineyards out of Napa Valley. She's going to come on and talk about the winemaking process, the vineyards, how really good they're. In fact, their Cabernets are some of the best Cabernets. And then moving forward, I'm going to be going on the 12th with John Eric of Silverado Wines, also out of Napa Valley, also phenomenal wines. He's a really cool guy, so it'll be fun to talk with him. January 19th, I'll have on James Hall of Paxton Hall Vineyards, outstanding Pinot Noir, fantastic wines, and you'll want to call in for that show. Definitely mark it on your calendar. To the 26th, Aaron, I believe it's Pottier or Pottier, depends on where you're from, of Ferrari Carano Wines. Again, Sienna, one of their blends. Oh, man, one of my favorite blends out of Napa Valley and California is the Sienna that they make. And, of course, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot, all good stuff. Chris Pisani on the 2nd of February of ZD Wines. Zero Defect is what ZD stands for. Pretty incredible winemaker, and I'm looking forward to him because he's a fellow Brooklynite. February 9th, Dan Costa of Costa Brown Vineyards. They make some of the best Pinot Noirs. And you know, when you've heard me talk about it, I'm always talking about the amazing Pinot Noirs made out of Oregon. He's going to be on to talk about the amazing California Pinot Noirs. Following that, on the 16th, will be Ray Einberger of Columbia Crest Vineyards out of Washington. Again, they were he was the top winemaker of the year from Wine Spectator from this year. So it'll be interesting to talk with him. Michael McGrath of Concrete Wines, also phenomenal Cabernet Sauvignon and their blends. Sarah and Sparky Marquis of Molly Duker Wines. I've met Sparky recently. If you've listened on the show, I put up on my website the pictures that I took at his phenomenal wine tasting at the Morton Steakhouse here in Miami. Unbelievable wine. Great wine. Got a chance to blend wines. Got a chance to sample them. Great people. And I'm looking forward to having Sparky and Sarah on the show to talk about them. And finally, on the 9th, and by the way, this is just so far, the schedule. Following the 2nd, on the 9th, will be Pietro Ratti of Renato Ratti Wines in Italy. In fact, Renato was his father, who up until recently was one of the premier winemakers from Italy, and Pietro has followed in his footsteps and kept the tradition going with amazing wine. Well, I think that's going to be it for the show. I'm just checking here to see if what we have here as far as any questions. I just wanted to really give everybody a chance to find out about Miami International Wine Fair and what's going on and what's coming up. So that's it for me. I want to thank everybody listening in worldwide. As I always say, if you have any questions, you can call me at 1-646-381-4860, live during the show. You can go to the chat room live during the show and voice your opinion, ask questions about winemakers and guests. You can also tweet me questions anytime. It doesn't have to have a show on. You can tweet me anything you want about wine at Stu the Wine Guru on Twitter. You can also send me emails at info@stuthewineguru.com anytime you like to ask questions about wine, about me, about the show, about my videos, or about my articles. Well, that's it. I want to say thank you to everyone listening. And as I always say, if it's time to pour the wine, it's time for Stu the Wine Guru. Drink up, everybody. Good night and good wine.